Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, on this edition of the Wizards Talk podcast, I'm doing a little something different today. So I'm in Charlotte for All-Star Weekend, and I'm at Bojangles. I'm sorry, brother had a taste for some chicken. So I brought my people with me. So I got photographer Jerry here, and I got Chase Hughes. So I accidentally said Chase was a rookie at Bojangles, and he was quick to school me on it. So tell the people, Chase, that you are a veteran of the Bo game.
Chris, I said it's Bo time.
That officially means he's a veteran of Bojangles. So what did you get?
I got a four-piece chicken tender and I think six different sauces to eat it with.
You got some green beans over there too, did you? You got some dirty rice? What else?
Green beans, pinto beans, fries. So I'm about to go to sleep and try to digest it all.
Chase is about to have that itis in about 10 minutes. Brother Jerry, what do you get?
I got the Cajun chicken filet biscuit, a must every time you come. And I got the two-piece breast and wing.
I got the breast, I got the two legs, I got the dirty rice, the pinto beans, and a sweet tea.
Didn't finish it all, Chris.
I got a leg left. I might save it for later. But I'm like you, Chase. I'm about to get this itis. So we're down here in Charlotte, my home state, and we've had a lot of stuff going on. All-Star Weekend is always fun. Chase, this is your first NBA All-Star game. You've done Major League Baseball All-Star game. Tell me what the compare and contrast the two.
Well, a lot of media, a lot of foreign media. That's kind of what every reporter will tell you about because they're very aggressive. They ask the players to say hello to your friends in Hong Kong and Korea and all these places. But the difference is there's half as many, or maybe I think a quarter as many players. You know, there's two 25-man rosters in baseball. So it's a lot of media people for a lot fewer players. So that's definitely made it more interesting. It's a lot more crowded.
Jerry, I'll ask you an opposite question because we were in L.A. last year at the epicenter of everything. We've done this All-Star game thing a couple of years now. How would you rate Charlotte compared to L.A., Toronto, New York? Where else did we go? We went somewhere else too, didn't we?
New Orleans.
New Orleans, that's right.
Well, I can't compare it to Toronto, to the Six, because the Six is one of my favorite cities, as you know. That holds a special place in my heart. Charlotte, I'm going to say Charlotte comes in third for me because the Six is number one, New Orleans is number two, and Charlotte will be third. L.A. has too much traffic, so you couldn't really go and do anything.
Now, for the people that don't know, the Toronto All-Star Game, Chase, it might have been below 10 degrees. And it was funny because New York was also cold. It was back-to-back years, if memory serves me correct. But All-Star Saturday night was so cold in Toronto, Chase, I ended up watching All-Star Saturday night in my hotel room. That should tell you how cold it is.
Well, you know where the next three are, right? It's a tour.
Chicago, I think Indiana, and then Cleveland.
Three Midwestern cities. All the places they can go in the NBA, and for some reason they jammed all the Midwestern cities all in 3 years in a row. It's amazing.
In February, of course, where it is stupid cold. So, all right. So besides your takeaway of, like, the international media and less players, what's been your take so far of All-Star Weekend?
Well, you know, today was media day, and there was a lot of really heartfelt advice that All-Stars were giving for John Wall. You talked to Kyle Lowry. I talked to guys like Kawhi Leonard, Chris Middleton, Blake Griffin, guys that have been through some injuries before. Blake Griffin missed a year. Joel Embiid has missed 2 years. A lot of these guys said they've already texted John. They say, hey, I've been through this. Here's what you got to do. And Chris Middleton, it stood out to me because he talked about how John's going through a lot on and off the court. obviously, and said that him and Eric Bledsoe, who's obviously a good friend of John, they've talked about it privately, and he said they're both praying for John, and they both want him to come back, and the sense I got is that everyone expects him to come back as the same player.
I mean, all the players have that sentiment. You know, it's a fraternity. They always talk about, you know, off the court, guys are always showing love for others. Jerry, this is the second year that you and I have got the chance to watch Bradley Beal take center stage for All-Star Weekend. Last year, by his own admission, he was overwhelmed with the moment because he did so many things before thinking about playing in the game, and then he was in a three-point contest and all of that. Where do you think you've seen, like, his biggest growth as a player this time as opposed to last year when we were in L.A. for All-Star Weekend?
As I was looking at Brad practice today with the team, Brad looked really relaxed. He was out there. He was joking around. Like, he missed his first two shots, and he was just looking, okay. And then he drained three in a row. But that's just Brad. He's super relaxed, super mellow. But he looks this year like he's relaxed. He's not really. He probably wanted a vacation, but he's, of course, happy to be an All-Star. But he looks really relaxed, and I'm happy for him. And I think it'll show tomorrow night because he's just going to go out there and let it fly. And he's not as busy this year as he was last year, which is taxing on the body because he was up all day, up all night, making appearances. Maybe he partied, who knows? But his family was there. You got to do family stuff. You got to do sponsor stuff. So I think this year it'll definitely show in his All-Star game performance.
You know, and this time last year, his girlfriend was pregnant, so he had a lot of stuff going on, man. And like now, I feel like when I see him, he's at more at peace with who he is. And like Chase, we've seen him now lead this organization. I want to get your take on what you've seen from him this go around dealing with not playing with John and how he's kind of handled carrying the mail, if you will, for the organization.
I think it's been unbelievable how many minutes he's played. He leads the league in minutes. He's played every single game. If you look at the tracking numbers in the NBA, he runs more miles per game than any other player. Yet, if you look at some stats like late in games, clutch situations, his numbers are up. Like his legs are there at the end of games. They might not have been there some games last year. They're there this year. I think that says a lot about his conditioning. I think he's got to be one of the best conditioned athletes in the NBA, and that is saying something because all these guys are 1%er. They're 0.00001%ers. And he's up there with some of the guys in the best shape. And I think it says a lot about the summer he had and the dedication he has to get better. He was an All-Star, and he came back better.
Again, if you're just joining us here on the Wizards Talk podcast, we're on location. We're not only in Charlotte enjoying All-Star Weekend, we're enjoying one of North Carolina's best cuisines, that is Bojangles' famous chicken and biscuits. All right, let's get to the All-Star Saturday night stuff. Who do you guys have in the three-point contest?
You know, I'm going to go with a Curry, but not Steph. I'm going with Seth Curry. You know, it's also his hometown. I think he still leads the league in percentage. I know he's not shooting the volume. I think he's going to go off. I think he's going to say, look, you know, there's another Curry in this league.
And his mom already hit a half-court shot yesterday in practice, so the threes are in the Curry's blood. Who you got in the three-point shootout?
I'm going to go with the UVA kid, Joe Harris.
Shocker.
Hey, I'm a Virginia boy, so not UVA, VCU, just clear that up, but I'm going to go with Joe Harris. I'm not going to go with the North Carolina kids, even though Steph Curry, but I'm going to go with Joe Harris. I think he can get hot.
By the way, I'm a Virginia boy too, but, you know, not the best time to rep our state.
Yeah, the state's not doing too well right now. I mean, who's in charge of that state as we speak? Anyway, that's for a different time. I'm gonna go with Steph. He's the unofficial mayor this weekend, even though Kemba is a Hornet. Got to give love to Kemba. All right, in the dunk contest, I'll start this one. It's simple to me. I'm going North Carolina sweep. I got Dennis Smith, the pride of Asheville, North Carolina. That's about 20 minutes from my hometown in Winston-Salem, so I'm repping the 910 to the fullest. Chase, who you got?
John Collins, Atlanta Hawks. Obviously a big man. I feel like the contest, the judges favor the smaller guys, but he's unbelievable, man. He's going to put on a show.
I'm gonna have to agree with Chase on that one. I'm gonna go with John Collins. He's tall, but I believe he got a little funk in there to bring tonight.
You guys want to make a wager real quick?
Some Bojangles?
Oh no. We're gonna do a if Dennis Smith wins, you two have to do the dance of my choosing on video that I can post on social media.
I can't dance, but I'll try. Is this going to be one of the Fortnite dances, like the floss or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Jerry, you in?
Well, what happens if Dennis Smith loses?
I don't think like that. All I think about is winning. All right, you pick. If Dennis Smith loses, what do you guys want me to do?
What you got, Chase?
Well, we can keep the same wager. You'll have to. I know you're good at dancing, so you can do that.
Deal.
Okay, deal.
But all right, that's
you
a deal.
Have to do, I think it's called the hands dance when you do.
Oh, I can do that. Yeah, I'll do that one. I'll do that one.
So what happens if both lose?
Then it's no bet. Okay. Then we're done. We'll go to Bojangles tomorrow. We'll just call it even. All right. Well, let's get to All-Stars, the main event on Sunday. Team Giannis versus Team LeBron. When I look at the team again on paper, like before, I thought LeBron's team is loaded. But Giannis has a lot of size on his team. Like, I'm still trying to figure out who has the advantage. So let's go straight to 5 minutes left, clutch moments of the game. Who ends up winning Sunday night?
I think LeBron's got the shooters, so I'm going with LeBron.
LeBron's got the talent. He got KD. He has himself. He's got all the guns.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with LeBron also, but here's what I do want to see. Because I'm so petty. I want to see Westbrook throw a lob to Embiid. Will that happen?
I hope somehow he does the baby taunt. You know, he rocks the baby. I don't know how that's going to happen, but I want to see that. That'd be hilarious.
Does Westbrook throw the lob to Embiid, Jerry?
No, he does not throw the lob to Embiid. I think it's going to be very, pretentious is the word. It's kind of how him and KD were that first All-Star game
right.
When they saw each other.
Yeah.
And it was like, they weren't sure if they could get along, but I mean, I think they'll get along for NBA's sake, but I don't think he throws a lot.
Do you remember about,
you remember how funny that was? Because Steph and them kept egging them on to like, like, dude, it's okay. And then when they finally high-fived each other, they were like throwing water on them. It was like they won the NBA championship.
That's right. By the way, I don't think he's going to throw the lob to Embiid. He's going to throw the lob at Embiid.
Touche there. Touche. Touche there, Chase. All right. Hey, man, we're here at Bojangles again. We're going to finish eating, then we're going to head over to All-Star Saturday night. Just wanted to check in and let you guys know the All-Star festivities are full on now. Oh, and by the way, I haven't even gone sneaker shopping yet. I'll update you on that one on another edition of the Wizards Talk podcast.